Our locker room chat's continuing here on 92.1 KMZA as we talk Centralia basketball, joined by boys head coach, that is Cole Aldifer, as we get you caught up on where the Panthers are at, heading into their matchup on Friday against Frankfurt. Coach, Tuesday night, a non-league game, you go on the road, always a tough challenge with Rock Creek, always got good athletes there. Mustangs able to prevail 51-49. Take us back to that game Tuesday night and kind of what transpired there.
Yeah, we actually played pretty well, both ends of the floor. We found our bigs and let them use our size to our advantage. And it came down to, kind of a back and forth game, and we needed one of those that was close, and we had to fight through and battle to the end. They're well coached. Coach Johnson does a great job with those guys, and they're always prepared. They're fun games to play in. They got really nice facilities down there, and it's fun for our guys to go down there and compete with a larger school.
It's been a very difficult stretch since you guys won the TBL tournament, losses to Troy, Hanover, and most recently Rock Creek. What are you kind of working on to try to get this thing back on track and get back into the win column?
For me and for us, it's more about the process, and we want to be playing our best basketball, at the end of February and kind of into March and sub-state ready. And these games provide that, tough places to play, tough teams, well-coached squads that give us trouble. And, we did some things last night that we haven't done all year as far as on the defensive end. It was nice seeing the change of pace and guys communicating through and really improving on that end of the floor.
Seems like it's been a while since you guys have been at home, and you finally have the luxury of getting back to your home floor on Friday night against Frankfurt, team you're very familiar with. You saw them in the semifinals of the TVL tournaments. You guys prevailed in that one 52-43, so it wasn't that long ago that you saw this team. They're 11-4. They're very solid, just top to bottom. What's going to be a little bit different, or what needs to be different in terms of adjustments that you might be making for this second go around with the Wildcats?
Yeah, they're well coached as well. Coach Donnelly does a great job with those guys, and I love what he does on the sideline and with his squad. But they'll be ready, and we've got to figure out a way to stop their big guy inside, Gross Kid. And they weren't healthy last time they played us. They were missing a kid for COVID, and they'll have him back. And he's an athletic, the Olsen kid. He's a big, strong, athletic kid, and likes to get to the rim. So definitely have our hands full. And it's what I try to tell the kids, that just because we beat them and it was the game was played a certain way, it's a game will be different. It's a different game. It's a different night. It's a different everything. It's a different venue. Completely change of pace, and the game, won't be the same pace and things like that. So, back to work, back to the drawing board, and we'll see if we can get things figured out.
Centralia sitting at 8-5, getting ready for their matchup with Frankfurt on Friday night. We'll have those ball games from Centralia, part of our games of the week on 92.1 KMZA on Friday night. That is Cole Aldifer joining us, Centralia boys coach, coming off a loss to Rock Creek, getting set for Frankfurt at home on Friday. Coach, as always, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it, and we will see you on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. Stay warm, Brandon.